You know, over the last 20, 30 years, we've seen a lot of contractions in banking. I mean, you understand it. People can take a picture of a check, and you can make a deposit by emailing it, and then you can go online and check your balance or pay your bills online. And in fact, nationally, we've gone from 100,000 branch banks to 88,000. That is not the approach that Frost Bank is taking. In fact, they're expanding like crazy. They've got a brand new president for Dallas. They're building. Houston's a big factor. And this is all with Phil Green, the CEO and chairman of the board of our president of Cullen Frost, and he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, David, how you doing?
You're big on bricks and mortar.
Well, you know, we're big on both. We're big on technology. As you said, it's changing, so things are done through the phone an awful lot, but there's still an importance of physical footprint and being in a market so people can see you. I think you see that with technology companies, you see that with financial services companies, and you'll continue to see it with banks.
We see your presence more and more around here. I mean, there are more and more big buildings with your name on it.
Right.
And in Fort Worth. But, you know, we could be having the same conversation. I could be some radio guy in Houston. Because I read someplace you're going to have 25 new branches in Houston by the end of the year.
That's right. We over 24 month period, we're almost going to double our physical footprint in the Houston market, and so we are halfway through that. So we did 10 last year. We'll do 15 this year.
Tell me about this. Is this defensive or offensive?
It's really offensive. We are when you look at the Houston market. There are so many submarkets, which we have divided up, say, a $2 to $4 billion submarket in deposits, where there's growth and there's really no presence of Frost Bank. And if you add up all those submarkets, together they equal the size of the San Antonio market, if you will. And so Houston is such a large market. It's almost $250 billion in deposits. Our headquarters city of San Antonio is only about $38 billion. So we do great in that market. But just think of the opportunity in Houston. And so we've really just come to the position where we want to take advantage of those markets where we have really just abdicated, if you will, and leverage our brand in those markets to take business.
What about here? We have some very strong banks here. You know, Comerica relocated here from Michigan,
right.
And they're domiciled here. We just had the big story right at the end of 14 was the combination of Texas Capital and Independent Bank Group, which I guess hadn't been approved yet, but it should be going through. Mm-hmm. How about the wedge here for you?
Dallas is definitely a market that we're going to expand in. And we're finishing up this Houston expansion. We got 12 more months on that, but we're planning on doing some expansion in the Dallas market. We need to continue to expand. Whether or not we did it in the same shock and awe as we did in Houston,
that is shock and awe.
It was shock and awe, and I guarantee you, I've been talking about it a lot to investors in the market and others. But it's an exciting thing in Houston. It's created momentum for us, and the same kinds of opportunities exist in Dallas for us.
We haven't had a serious downturn here, I guess. I mean, 08 and 09 was not pleasant for anybody, but we dodged some of that bullet in Texas.
Sure
in
did.
The 80s, though, we sure did.
Right.
And it wiped out every bank that we had, every savings and loan, and every bank except Frost.
Right.
You know, the whole state of Texas. Do you worry about not being diversified, and that you're centered in this region?
You know, I'm not worried about diversification because Texas is so diversified. You know, we're only in Texas, but that's like saying we're only in Canada or Australia,
yeah,
or Spain, or, you know, because of the size of the Texas economy, and not just the size of it, but there's diversity in the Texas economy, whether there's the technology in Austin and Dallas, or the general commerce of Dallas, or energy in other markets. So there's a diversity of the economies in Texas. So, no, I'm not too concerned about that.
Ever since you took over this job, you've had really low interest rates. You've never had a rising interest rate environment, I don't think, have you?
Yeah, there was a little bit there. We had wind at our back, but then, you know, since then, the Fed's taken a little bit more cautious view.
And now it looks like, I mean, the consensus in the street is that the Fed signaling, you know, no hikes this year.
Yeah.
And in fact, I just saw Byron Wien, who's one of these wags that, you know, does his predictions, and he thinks that the 10-year goes to 1%, and then there may be another drop in interest rates. That's tough sledding for any financial institution, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the you know, our commodities money, the price of money is not going up, and he says this this fellow you talked about says it's going to go down. Well, we'll see. I tend to believe that it'll be flat. I don't think there's a lot of impetus either way right now.
Tell me about the energy drag or win. I mean, one of the concerns I think we had coming into this year was there are a lot of energy companies out in West Texas and Houston and mm-hmm. other places that got out over their skis, and you know, with low oil prices, they couldn't make a go of it. Right now, we've got a little spike, which may be helping them.
Yeah.
You watching that, Clark?
Yeah, energy's is something that everyone, I think, in Texas keeps an eye on. And we, you know, honestly, being around some of the people in that business over the last month, they've been sort of down, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've seen them that down in a while. And I think a lot of it has to do with just the lack of availability of capital in the business. And so there's some concern there.
You have a presence in West Texas, but not much of one, do you?
It's not big as far as the, you know, size of our company. We're about a $33 billion company. It's around a bit. We have a little over about $1.5 billion in that market. So it's important to us, but it's not outsized for us.
So you're growing organically. No thought of an acquisition?
You know, what we've always said is that have no interest in doing a roll-up. You know, we're in the major markets, you know, where we need to be. Occasionally, we have opportunities to put ourselves in another market, which gives us the ability to grow organically from there. And that's, I think, for a company like ours, the best use of an acquisition. I'll give you an example. We did Overton acquisition in 1998 in this market. We weren't in the North Texas market, weren't expected to be. But today, this market's almost 25% of the value of our company. So,
really?
Yeah. So I think that you know, that's really the use of an acquisition for us is occasionally you'll find an opportunity to move into another market that gives you the ability to leverage organically from there.
You know, it's amazing that you've grown as much as you had. And my sense is the bank hadn't changed much. I mean, you were founded, what, in 1868?
So I guess there have
been some changes along the way. But you just came back from a tour of all of your branches. What do you, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you visit every branch
that you've got.
You got, what, 150 or something?
Yeah, there's about 150 plus locations that we.
And then you like shake everybody's hand.
Yeah, everyone that's there. You know, if they're out to lunch, we might miss a few. But yeah, I have the opportunity to be one of the few CEOs, I don't know any other CEOs that have the opportunity to actually meet everybody. We've got almost between 4,500 and we've probably 4,700 employees or so, and get to actually see them. They're more than numbers on a page. They're actually people.
That really is a throwback.
It is a throwback.
Well, and we're going to see with Houston going, and then hopefully another growth spurt around here. We'll see how much longer you can press.
They're not making any more days between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
You're going to have to start wearing gloves too. You're going to chafe your hands. Well, we're always glad when you come up from San Antonio. It's always good to see you. Usually, I know you're in search of a good meal, but not good text bucks. But thanks for coming by. We wish you all the best.
Always great to be here. Thanks,
all right,
David.
Phil Green is the president and the CEO of Cullen Frost. For more of our conversation with Mr. Green, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.